USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the state will get back up and running soon, but it will be in a methodical way.
We've been talking about reopening and how we proceed with reopening. It's been different in different regions all across the state. We have criteria all across the state that applies to every region. There is no variance in the criteria region from region. There is no political difference. There is no local differences.
He has also announced that people can gather in groups of 10. The mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti, says restaurants can offer curbside service.
We know that this relies on our individual actions to keep our distance from people, to wear a face covering, to wash our hands.
This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
With Memorial Day coming this weekend, beaches are reopening, cities are letting restaurants seat people outside, and closing streets to encourage foot traffic, and many national parks are also letting people back in. Second Lady Karen Pence spoke at the Smoky Mountain National Park in Tennessee.
Not only are these experiences enjoyable to have, but they're good for us, too.
Stay-at-home orders have been eased in many cities, just as temperatures are warming up for the holiday weekend. And the Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, announced that the U.S. Department of Agriculture would provide up to $1 billion in guaranteed loans to rural businesses and farmers in an effort to help them survive the coronavirus. The USDA is committed to being a strong partner to those rural businesses and agricultural producers and being a strong supporter of all aspects to the rural economy, according to Perdue. The policy change opens up eligibility to some agriculture producers who were not able to receive loans from the USDA Farm Service Agency program. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
President Trump says he expects the economy to come back very quickly, but a top advisor says that may not mean the job market will recover as quickly as the economy. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
A White House economic advisor says expect the jobless rate to rise again when the numbers for May come in.
You'll end up with a number north of 20% in May.
But advisor Kevin Hassett says things should start getting better by the middle of the summer.
Since there's still initial claims for unemployment insurance in May, that the unemployment rate will be higher in June than in May, but then after that it should start to trend down.
Hassett was speaking on CNN's State of the Union. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Hall of Fame NBA coach has passed away, and USA's John Hunt has the story.
Jerry Sloan, the Hall of Fame coach who was a fixture for decades in Utah and took the Jazz to the NBA Finals in 97 and 98, passed away at the age of 78. The Jazz said he died from complications of Parkinson's disease and dementia. Sloan had been in failing health for many years. He spent 23 seasons coaching in Utah, the team with John Stockton and Karl Malone leading the way in most of those seasons. He finished below 500 only once. Sloan won 2,221 games in his career, the fourth highest total in NBA history. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.